Joining us is Phil Probst with Family Ag Services, a specialty hybrids dealer based out of St. Joseph County. And Phil, let's focus first here on soybeans. How's harvest progress coming along so far? And how are soybean yields looking so far in southern Michigan?
Soybean yields have been up there this year, not quite as high as last year. It's hard to tell. We only had about 2 days of soybean running in the last month. Two nights ago, we got a killing frost, so that'll help out, but still waiting on moistures for the plants to ripen.
And then, Phil, in terms of corn yield, corn moisture levels, how are they stacking up across your neck of the woods?
Very well. We've been running in the 250s on irrigated corn. Moistures have been higher than normal, but the yields have been up. Test weights have been a little bit lower. We did find out the other day they're starting to test for VOM in the corn, but everybody's kind of waiting on weather as it is right now.
Phil, you mentioned vomitoxin, but are you hearing reports of anthracnose and tar spot impacting corn yields or white mold and sudden death syndrome impacting soybean yields in southern Michigan?
We have some late tar spot in the corn that come on even after fungicide application. It came on very late this year for us. I don't think there's going to be a lot of yield drag on that. Soybeans, we saw some sudden death. We have not saw a lot of white mold yet. So soybeans in our area seem to be very healthy.
Once again, Phil Probst with Family Ag Services, a specialty hybrids dealer based out of Sturgis, Michigan. You can hear more of our conversation at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.